something coming to me, and I want it right now.
Greaseman Show World Tour Encore. Atlanta.
Hi.
I'm wondering if your funny little honey was the same woman that you had a date with on February 14th, 1985 or 87? You were on a show in D.C. You had a dating game thing.
That wasn't 87, it was before that.
It was? 85?
It was before I knew her, so, yeah, I was on this dating game show, and they had Playboy Centerfold.
Yeah.
And they had a woman who was a champion weightlifter.
And a comedian.
And they had a comedian who was not that attractive. And,
exactly.
And so I'm asking everybody questions about who I should date, because, you know, as the dating game, I couldn't see the person.
Uh-huh.
So I figured I'd go with the studio audience. Which one do you think I should go out with? You believe the best is chosen? The ugly one, you know?
Yeah, you got the ugly one.
And I said, number three. And they said, here's what you turned down, a Playboy centerfold. And she came out and wagged him, ta-ta. A champion weightlifter. And she came out and cracked a walnut in her tuchus. And here's the one you chose. And out she lumbered, dragging a leg behind her.
Did you actually go out with her?
I did. Actually, you know, I shouldn't say that because she might be listening. She was a very nice person. Beauty, by the way, is on the inside, of course, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Right. And no, she was very nice. And she wasn't ugly at all. But, you know, she wasn't as high profile as the other two.
True. Did you ever get a date with a Playboy Centerfold?
No, hell no. She laughed. She said, too bad you didn't choose. I said, wait, bring the scamper back. She said, nah, you bastard. The weightlifter, she went off. Hell, oh, God. Man, oh, man.
So that's not your funny little honey, huh?
That's not my wife, no. No, so anyway, I mean, I had a nice time. We didn't hobble or gobble or anything, but it was nice just to spend a quiet evening out. But I'll never trust a studio audience again as long as I live. All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. 800-544-9294. Man, I tell you what, climb up on my knees, sonny boy, and I'll tell you a little story as you gear up for action. As you get ready to what the day has to offer. I'll tell you a story just like my daddy used to tell me when I was a bald-faced boy getting ready to go to sleep. He'd lumber into my room and grind out his Camel there on the ashtray that he kept by my bed and say, son, once upon a time, there was this couple that ran a hotel. They checked in this salesman one night. He went up to his room and kicked off his shoes, took off his tie. He called down to the front desk. I wonder if you could send a whore up here, please. I've been traveling all day long, and I would sure love to void the bonnet. Send me up something spicy and something nasty. So the guy at the front desk hangs up the phone and says to his wife, how do you like that? What kind of place this guy thinks we're running here? His wife said, what do you mean? Well, the guy we just checked in up at 3B says, send a whore up here. He's got two dads to drain. She said, well, you march right up there and you tell him he might as well check out now because we don't run that kind of place. And how dare him call up thinking that we would arrange for some sort of prostitution liaison? That's disgusting. And the guy said, well, I don't believe I want to go up there and tell him a thing like that. Number one, he's unpaid in cash in advance. And number two, he's a lot bigger than I am. That's the last thing I need is pop, pip, pop, pop, pip, pop. She said, well, if you don't have the spine to tell him, I'll go up there myself. So she goes marching off to the guy's room and pounds on the door. Next thing you know, you hear furniture splintering, glass breaking, tables overturning, windows being punched out. And then everything got quiet. Night long, that guy sat there at the front desk, waiting for his wife to return. Finally in the morning, here comes the salesman with a big smile on his face. Looking satisfied, smoking a Camel. Says to the guy at the front desk, hey, that whore you set up last night played hard to get at first, fought like a banshee, but in the end, I knocked the bottom out of it.
Stand by. More of the Greaseman Encores are coming up.